But in the excitement of the moment, she couldn't be bothered to argue. She scrambled onto the windowsill and looked down at her dad. His hair always stood on end, as if he'd just electrocuted himself, and he was smiling the big, cheerful smile he always smiled. His beard was still smouldering, and she could see that one of the lenses of his thick black glasses was broken. He held out his arms, ready to catch her. Tilly stood there in her pyjamas.
"I'm frightened," she stammered.
"Don't be such a scaredy cat. It's hardly any distance at all. Come on." Tilly knew that if her mummy was still alive, she wouldn't let her do anything like this. Tilly missed her very much, but if there was any good side at all to her mummy dying, it was that she could do the crazy stuff her dad let her do, like jumping out of windows. "Life is for living, Tilly, my love," shouted her dad. "You only live once." "Here I come," she shouted back, and she jumped off the ledge and landed safely in his arms. "That's my girl. Come and look at this," said her dad, carrying her quickly to the shed. It was quite a small shed, but it was jam-packed with machinery. There were wires everywhere, as if the whole place was full of brightly coloured spaghetti. Lights blinked, wheels turned, and some things just shook and gurgled. "What is it?" asked Tilly.
"It's a time machine," said her dad.